Next case under old business is case number 10,323. Special use exception for the determination of existing farm use. Gentlemen, that's that one on Mrs. Hill and her son came in about the goats, and it was in question of determination of that farm. Gentlemen, that farm has been in existence there since 1940.
According to this, he's had goats there since 1960. Pictures dated 1942. Yeah.
1942, they moved in 39 or 42.
Remember, this isn't really a variance or a special exception.
Just to
it's one of those questions, and so whoever makes the motion should just couch it in those terms.
Oh, okay. I can't make the motion, but...
Has existed continuously since prior to 1970 and has not had any gaps of at least 2 years.
No.
Yeah, we do that with sand plants.
Yeah.
Yep, that's my... I think the testimony was clear. I'm not sure why we tabled it, but in my opinion, it was clear that there hasn't been any gap in... informing there, and especially of goats, so I'd make a motion that we determined that it has been in existence since before 1970.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that the board has made a determination that this farm has been in use since 1970. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved. Okay, gentlemen, that's all we have now for our next meeting, which is on the 2nd. Mr. Bro, you help me. You and you're going to help us on the sign ordinance.
I think basically Bud's just going to go over it with us.
Do it.
He knows more about it than any of us. I think he's just going to point out the highlights and changes. It's a little bit organized a little differently, but I think probably the new part's what we need to focus on the scrolling things and that sort of stuff we've not seen before.
Okay.
Yeah, there's not many public hearings, are there?
I think
we got six.
There's still a lot of those signs out there that aren't aware of this ordinance.
Mm-mm. They have until February 2nd.
Oh, really?
February 2nd?
Yeah, so they're taking advantage of it.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
they have been sent letters. They have until the 2nd of February to comply.
You're trying to wear them out before February 2nd?
Yeah.
I wonder if summer is just a matter of adjustment. They just have to get the right people in, because if it's scrolling the wrong way, there's probably a way to...
They actually can do it right from... They can control it right from the...
They can program it.
Try to give them the benefit of the doubt. Yeah.
And it's allowed to fade and roll in and all those different things.
Second.
But it has to stay...
Up for 8 seconds and then it can...
And then it can change.
Yes.
No flashing. And I think that's a great idea because... Barton Bills flashes white.
Well, Barton Bills is in the town limits. We cannot...
They got incorporated.
They've been annexed into the town.
They annexed that in town.
When that thing flashes white, it looks like an ambulance coming.
Yeah.
What's that?
Barton Bills.
He's annexed down Laurel.
That's been annexed.
In fact, he's in the town now?
Yeah, they annexed it in town. That kept going back and forth.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
However, John Janosik's...
No, they're not. They've been sent a letter. Everyone's been sent a letter.
Have they also been sent a letter about their billboards advertising their business that aren't supposed to be, that we specifically stated so?
Well, yes. The inspectors are very aware of.
Yeah.
Yes.
They have been. This new one is really... See, you needed to, I guess you had teeth, but you didn't, but this one you do. This just goes right down and gets everything. It's like the clean sweep. They've been notified. I said this new ordinance or this thing that they've got going down just makes a clean sweep of the area. There's no, as Susan said, and her and everyone, I just want to commend them. You can tell it in like the last weekend, and you just said then that most have got 30 to 50, wasn't it?
30 to 50.
30 to
I didn't
50,
count them, but it was a whole page.
Yeah, and I want to commend you. I really do want you to take that back to them on behalf of us or everyone. I think you've done a great job. But 2 days, 180 now. But now it was the engine's
actually,
all
actually, that was from Sunday morning from 8 to 12
exactly.
Only. Yes.
That seems...
We don't go Saturdays because they got, or they caught on to what we were doing, so they would put them up real late Saturday night, Sunday morning, so we had them work Sunday morning.
Oh, I stand to be corrected.
8 to 12. Some had to work till like 1:30.
Overall, I think...
And it's about $4,500, $5,000 of fines we send out that they are due to us.
Well, that's good.
That's what they're bringing in now for us, you know, just to get their attention.
Pretty, two companies that got a big fine, yeah.
Is there any progress towards increasing fines for violations and whatnot, or is it...
They're not going to do it.
They're not?
County won't do it.
Especially with the times now.
Yeah, but...
That's been addressed, but they don't...
I mean, on any violations. I mean, there's a lot of violations out there that people just kind of, you know, stick their nose up at.
They don't.
I know that...
I wish they would give us more power.
Yeah. I know that the efforts that you have made, not just on those little signs, but, you know, signs in general. I know right where I work at McGee, we took our old, otherwise wasn't quite dilapidated, but the you know, the marquee type sign down. I thought that should have been done a long time ago. But you see a lot of those, and that's a good thing. It definitely is.
Bud calls them the Sam's Club signs.
Yep. It looks a lot better. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's why I'm not picking on Johnny Janosik.
Right.
I think everybody should.
Yeah, no, I don't think they're wrong. They got them all, but yeah, but part of the deal, you got him down quick as the door.
You know, when he first put that sign on there, and I didn't know it was there, I remember one evening pulled up to the light, headed north, and thought that an ambulance was coming. And I was looking up in the rearview mirror and the signs, and I was looking all around, and finally I realized it's this white light flashing.
Yeah, but no, he's...
Could cause some serious confusion there in that intersection.
Bad intersection right there.
It has been annexed for a while into the town limits.
Been about a year, hasn't it? Close to it?
It's been over a year.
Over a year. I think what all this is going on with that area, I think when John has come up, I think it's, he was like ahead of the curve, or got ahead of the curve right when that come down, so he got in town.
Remember when years ago we approved his sign for the flea market?
Yeah.
It's come a long way there. And now I understand it's either being considered to be bought or has been bought.
And bought right here.
With the flea market?
I heard the same thing by Walmart.
Thing.
Walmart, yes.
That's what I heard.
Walmart's bought that corner.
They're like distribution center or something? Or
I'm not sure if it's just a regular store.
Okay.
And maybe even a Sam's Club at the other end of, of 9 at Georgetown.
Mm-hmm. I heard distribution center, so maybe that's Walmart. Even better than... Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, but that's what I heard.
Bargain Bills. That land, that property.
That's
an investment he's got there, so it just shows you the kind of money they got.
Mm-hmm. Look where you got into it, and then they just bought it, so...
Yep.
Okay.
Well, the whole property.
Oh, they got it all. You know, they took everything. I understand you just bought it. Just closed it. Yeah. Okay. If there's nothing further,
Bud coming in.
Board, well,
yes.
Time to
motion. Motion to adjourn.
He has time.
All those in favor?
I'm trying to get up with him all week.
Aye.
Okay.
We have to be in favor.
Okay.
No.
I got a note.
We'll let you stay then.
Thank you.
We'll let you and Kelly and Susan can stay then.
I think I need that back.